NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Yan Chengxi.
And I'm Zhu Haoyuan. Today is Monday, 21st of November, the 11th week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
The popular dubbing group Xu Du Ba came to CUC sharing their dubbing experiences with the students.
Voice actors in Hong Kong is totally different from the voice actors in Beijing.
China is mourning the death of Yu Xu, the country's first female J-10 pilot.
And born in 1986, Yu was from Chongzhou City in southwest China's Sichuan province.
Hillary Clinton calls Trump to concede 2016 presidential election.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
And comment on the Double 11 shopping carnival.
Hello and welcome to today's commentary. This is the commentator Yan Chengxi.
And this is the commentator Xu Hefeng.
And this is Weekly Focus. Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On November the 9th, voice actors Xi Du and Shi Taiming from the dubbing group Xi Du Ba came to CUC sharing their dubbing experiences with the students. And also, there was a fantastic dubbing show given by our amateurs. Our correspondent Alan was there.
Thank you. Right now, I'm on the spot of the dubbing activity in the number 48 teaching building. Creator of Xi Du Ba just to share their experiences of how to do the voices. So, let's come to the spot and listen what they have presented to us.
Voice actors in Hong Kong is totally different from the voice actors in Beijing, and they speak in different positions of their tongue. They speak very differently, and they pronounce Chinese Mandarin very differently. Besides, all the amateurs of CUC also give their talent show. Indeed, I'm also a big fan of dubbing, and I think it's very significant to hold this such a kind of activity to broaden our horizon to the outside world and let us know more about voices and the activity of doing dubbing. That's all. Back to your studio.
Thank you, Alan. It reminds me of an old saying, fake it until you make it. If you love something, what you should do is to spare no efforts to try.
The activity of first and training organized by the Red Cross of CUC was carried out successfully on November 12th and 13th and attracted a large number of students during the training. The doctor taught many useful measures for first aiding and students learned the theoretical knowledge. Our correspondent Sebastian was there.
As we all know, the first aid training is an anniversary activity. Every time they organize, there are a lot of people joining, and this time is not an exception. So, why do you want to join in this activity?
At first, I heard from my roommates that there would be a first aid training at this weekend. I didn't think it would be interesting. It might be a lecture or something. But later, I found the lesson would teach more than I thought at first. Many are useful, so I joined in.
I've seen that you were concentrated on the lesson. What have you learned? Or what gave you the strongest impression?
On Saturday we learned the theoretical knowledge about the introduction of Red Cross, basic principle and common sense of first aid. Then we were taught the CPR, trauma care, the use of bandage and so on. The doctor was very professional and dedicated. I appreciate him a lot.
Thank you very much for interviewing. That's all the information I've got here. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Sebastian. I believe all of you have known the importance of first aid, and I hope the students who have participated in training can use the measures when it is necessary. Cherishing the life and respecting others are most important lessons we learn from this meaningful activity.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. On November the 12th, China's first female J-10 pilot, Yu Xu, was killed in an aerobatic training session. She hit the wing of another aircraft while trying to pull open the parachute. Then the jet crashed into the fields in Changshan, Hebei province.
And born in 1986, Yu was from Chongzhou City in southwest China's Sichuan province. She joined the People's Liberation Army Air Force in September 2005 and was serving as a flight squadron leader. She's the first of four female pilots in China capable of flying the country's third-generation J-10 jet fighter.
We have lost a comrade and the Air Force feels great pain and sadness for Yu Xu's sacrifice, said China's Air Force spokesman Shen Jingke, according to the latest report. The black box and the engine of the jet have been retrieved and an investigation is underway.
On November the 1st, the Ministry of Education, together with another 9 departments, issued a guideline focused on campus violence, which emphasizes the importance of precaution, the legal punishment against violence among elementary and secondary students.
The guideline states that the bullying and violence between students still occurs, damaging the physical and mental health of students and resulting in adverse social impacts. We must strengthen the education of prevention according to the law and comprehensive management, and effectively prevent students from bullying and violence.
As for the problem, Premier Li has given an instruction in June. He stated that such violence is harmful to teenagers' health and both mentally and physically, and it has a great impact on the ethical basis. It's in need of renovation so as to provide students with adequate security in campus.
Okay, let's look at the international news. On November the 9th, Hillary Clinton, presidential candidate of the Democratic Party of the U.S., made a phone call to Donald Trump to concede the election. She also congratulated him on winning the race to the White House, according to CNN.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated. Thank you very much. I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign.
Donald Trump, 60, has made history as the oldest person to win the race, and he's also the first president in more than 60 years without experience as a governor or in Congress. So let's keep the future development of the U.S. and see what's coming up next under his lead.
On November the 8th, United Nations says the Islamic State shot dead 40 civilians on Tuesday in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul after accusing them of treason.
In Mosul's Al-Samah neighborhood, ambulances wait at the ready.
We do first aid for the injured, for civilians mostly, but the military as well. Mostly it's civilians.
Civilians are increasingly being caught in the crossfire or victims of ISIL abuse as the battle rages between the army and the extremist group.
The killing of civilians appear to have been carried out on the orders of self-appointed courts. According to UN report, they were accused of treason and collaboration and dressed in orange clothes, marked in red with the words traitors and agents of ISF.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, said on Friday the best tribute to Sun Yat-sen is to carry on the pursuit for the rejuvenated China that Sun has dreamed of at a gathering to commemorate the 150th birthday of Sun.
Shanghai will implement stricter tobacco control rules, banning smokes in all indoor public places, workplaces and public transport from March 2017. The Standing Committee of Shanghai People's Congress on Friday passed an amendment to existing smoking control regulations that took effect 6 years ago. China has 316 million smokers. At least 16 Chinese cities, including Beijing, has passed their own tobacco control rules.
Chinese and British leaders affirmed on Thursday that they want to use the momentum of a new golden era in their relations to further cooperate in a range of economic and trade fields. They will enhance cooperation in trade and investment and use the opportunity of the massive Hinkley Point Power Station project to deepen cooperation in nuclear energy.
U.S. President Barack Obama greeted President-elect Donald Trump at the White House on Thursday to coordinate a smooth transfer of power. On Wednesday, Obama said despite his major differences with Trump, he would follow the lead of former Republican President George W. Bush in 2008 and ensure a smooth handover to Trump. On November the 10th, Xuhui Corporation donated 100,000 yuan to CUC for the renovation of some teaching buildings and the old International Communication Center. Hu Zhengrong, president of CUC, showed his gratitude during the ceremony.
Our school organized a fire drill at Bangzijing Dormitory on November the 9th, the National Fire Prevention Day. The activity received a good result with the participation of around 500 students and 50 teachers.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Belgium enjoyed an 8-goal rout in the World Cup qualifying on Sunday. Cristiano Ronaldo managed just 2 and missed a penalty. As Portugal also won, Belgium, which beat Estonia 8-1, and Switzerland extended their perfect starts to join Germany as the only European teams with 4 straight wins on the road to Russia.
At a really good level, playing in the Champions League this season for Club Brugge, has started 17 matches. Well, here's Lukaku! 8! They're not finished yet! An extraordinary night for Belgium. And Romelu Lukaku, desperate to get on the score sheet, got 2. And in this qualifying campaign, his total up to a very impressive 5.
Switzerland 2-0 win over the Faroe Islands ensure it stayed top in Group B from prolific Portugal, which beat Latvia 4-1. The European champion has 16 goals in its past 3 matches, including 7 for Ronaldo Steele. Belgium's 21-goal tally is Europe's best, and Eden Hazard and Romelu Lukaku were both on a target in Brussels. 2 big names returned to the score sheet for the Netherlands in a 3-1 win at Luxembourg. 5-time champion Novak Djokovic fought back from 1 set down to beat 8th seed and first-time qualifier Dominic Thiem of Austria 6-7, 6-0, 6-2 in the opening match of ATP World Tour Finals at London's O2 Arena on Sunday. Even though I lost the first set, I thought I didn't do too many things wrong. It was just very high quality of his game that prevailed in the first set, said Djokovic. I started swinging more freely in the second set. He started making more errors, which I used. I was on top of his second serves, putting a lot of pressure, I thought. I played very well in the second set, especially the third as well.
So Wiggins now 47. It is the third highest scoring game in the league this season. Only Russell Westbrook, as I mentioned earlier, and Anthony Davis have scored more in a game. Wolves are going to get most of their starters out of the lineup. And Andrew Wiggins will finally come out as well. A nice hand for Andrew Wiggins. Well-deserved recognition over there on the Timberwolves bench for Wiggins. 47-point night. And the Lakers are going to not take a shot. We'll concede this one to the Wolves. 125-99, the final.
Andrew Wiggins isn't the first name to come to mind when thinking of the best young wing players in the league. But the Minnesota Timberwolves, 21-year-old rising star, reminded us all Sunday why he was taken away the number one. Picked 2 years ago, Wiggins put on the show at Lakers' expense, scoring a career-high 47 points in Minnesota's 125-99 win. Virtually everything was working for Wiggins, who finished 14 of 21st from the floor and 17 of 22 from the line. Wiggins scored 25 of his 47 before halftime. He also matched the point total of Lakers starters, a group led by Julius Randle's 14 points. Two-time world champion swimmer Liam Tancock has retired from the sport. Great Britain's Tancock, 31, broke the world record to win 15 meters backstroke gold in Rome in 2009 and defended his crown in Shanghai 2 years later, and Englishman also won gold at 2006 and 2010 Commonwealth Games, and a bronze at Glasgow 2014, and represented Team GB at the 2008 and 2012 Olympics. It's been an incredible journey and a part of my life that I will remember forever, he said. That's all for sport. Let's move on to entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. Project Vocal, a film editing software of Adobe which could imitate human's voice, was revealed recently. Offered a period of audio files of 20 minutes and it could learn to talk just in this person's voice. Photoshop or audio filming, that's what people's impression left about it. An interesting part was, Adobe then decided to invent a kind of watermark to defer the original voice and the copy one. Would you challenge to be a poser? It turned to be interesting to stay still pretending you were a poster. Many people were quite upset to the game, especially students in high school. Some crazy fans claimed that it was the greatest challenge ever, while those looking on thought it was totally faggot. Arts consisted of Metro Court of New York impressed people in all age. Nina Bosch, a German artist, had been doing this special work since 15 years ago. She cut up those cards into pieces, placed them in a particular way, and she did so to pass the concern about the trash problem in New York, to do something out of them. On the other hand, she had done the subway administration a favor in recycling all those Metro cards. 72, a life-saving bag, was described as a 72 hours life promised in the world of zombies. It contained several tools which was needy but hard to find at home, such as goggles, gas mask, water filter, waterproof electric torch, knife, and so on. Whether zombies were existed or not remained to be seen. Still, his advertisement had certainly got your attention. Trump was found glancing his way while two of them were voting. He also tried to talk. People commented to the picture on Facebook, calling for Trump to value her right and leave her alone. In this way, they designed a dozen of dialogues between the Trumps and claimed that Trump seemed unconvinced on the ownership of his wife's votes. A cake shaped as Trump's face was sent into Trump's building. It should be the big cake since a wagon was offered to deliver it. People argued about where to take the first slice, on the head or on the neck. Two guys enjoyed decorating their beer with things beyond your imagination. Candies, balloons, and even rubber toy duck appears constantly in their incredible beard. 2 to 4 hours would be used to fix the things for each time. They started to decorate their beer from 2014, intending to promote some sort of humorous positivity. Now they had their own account on Instagram and was followed by millions of people. Rose Bock from Australia was a planning artist. Her job was to design jewelry as well as pot plant. During this day, she was trying to make a breakthrough by decorating her nail with real plant. She stick patches of succulents on nail, which cost her 2 hours each time. Actually, succulents would keep growing on nails, which may realize a dream of touching spring. That's all for the entertainment. Let's move on to the commentary. Hello and welcome to today's commentary. This is the commentator Yan Chenxi.
And this is the commentator Xu Hefang from Max Frame.
Stop advertising. Today, we're gonna talk about an international e-shopping day, and I bet you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yep, the Double 11 Carnival. Will there be anyone don't know about this?
Maybe my grandma or my 3-year-old nephew?
Oh, come on, just don't be so serious about my asking. You see that these days piles of boxes make our street really crowded, and the curious are busy about sorting things. 8 days have passed, but we are still receiving packages day by day. It seems like the traffic jam in delivery caused by Double 11 has not come to an end yet.
Well, I think it's totally understandable. After all, it's a carnival that made people drunk.
Yes, roaming freely in the dazzling arrays of goods can blur your eyes easily.
Just like me. Hard to recall how flawless I was when putting all the clothes and shoes in my shopping trolley. Apart from the packages still on the way, half of them in my hand fell my expectations. However, it's not a handy thing for me to return my purchase. I am still in regret over costing so much.
Hey, I'm wondering if you are the typical legendary 剁手党.
I am and we both are. It's obvious that we university students have become a branch of mainstream e-shopping customers. We are skilled to electronic devices, and in fact, we do bury ourselves in internet many hours per day. And the self-control is probably zero. It's so fragile that even a glance at the picture can shake one's mind.
But sometimes you don't have to control yourself. You know, the Double 11 is really a good opportunity for students, especially college students, to buy some practical things. You know, they are really a bargain.
Like toilet paper? Yeah, I got that point. I saw many toilet paper boxes, like Qingfeng, Shangying, and maybe they can use it for the whole year. I have heard that someone had bought 3 boxes. That's really a very excellent buyer.
I see. What's more, there are lots of students who bought some digital devices in Double 11, like computers or cameras, so that you can finish your homework better.
It was really a bargain, I know.
But after that, you have to eat dirt.
Eat dirt?
Yeah.
Should you eat that? How much?
Yeah.
2 balls? 3 balls?
Every day I eat dirt.
Oh, wake up, girl. Actually, there are some retailers use this opportunity to attract customers in order to deal with the products which were out of date. Some even raised the prices before the carnival and then slashed on Double 11 so that they can earn more money.
Oh, they're cheating.
Yeah, you got the point. But don't be so panicked. I mean, there's still some good men in the world, and we have many flagship stores in Tmall, Jingdong, Suning, and those online applications. And I think you should just
calm down and go shopping.
Yes, right. Just buy what you needed. And that's the big truth. I mean, I know that some of you will be so worried about shopping fake things, or they are not good, or maybe just buying things that are not as you expected. And these things, they do happen. But Double 11 is a good chance, and we had to catch it, because they do have so many things that you should buy. So don't be so panicked.
You know what? This year's Double 11 is a little special. A new way of sales promotion called front money came up. You see, you could pay front money to be an insurance so that you don't need to compete your speed with others. You don't need to step late. You can just drink some tea and
go to sleep at the Double 11 night.
Yeah.
That would be relaxed, and then you still got the things, you still got the goods, got what you need, but you don't have to be so nervous or angry that I can't get this one if I'm not staying up late.
However, if you're not satisfied with the goods, you can't get the front money back. You can change it, but if you don't really want this, you'll lose some money.
You will just let it go, I mean.
Yeah, but if the front money is very expensive,
There won't be. Actually, we only pay like 30 or 50, and it's not a really big deal.
If you buy many things, then the money will add up.
That makes sense.
But meanwhile, I have to say that this measure, it does work. We heard from the report that the trade was reached to 10 billion after 6 minutes and 52 seconds after the carnival started. At that day, 12 p.m., we have reached RMB 80.7 billion. It's 11.85 billion U.S. dollars. That was really an astonishing achievement.
It shows improvement of China's economy, and we are all too
we all dalao. Remember that we are still in a developing country, and there is far way to go. But we can see the achievements.
The total number.
I'm still expecting the next year's Double 11. Hope that our father Ma Yun will bring us another surprising gift next year.
But remember, be rational. The Double 11 can be a sweet and can be a poison.
So that is all for our today's program. See you next week. I'm Yan Chunxi.
I'm Xu Hefeng from Acting Friends.
Bye.
These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Yan Chunxi. See you.
I'm Zhu Haoyuan. See you.
One 个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。